Blog Talk Radio.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the this conference is being recorded.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody coming in. Had a little trouble with Periscope, so let me try to connect with them. I hope you guys have a great day today. Those coming on, thank you. Let me know you're there because Periscope is having some challenges. So I want to make sure that we are connected. What is going on? Let's see. You guys on conference call? There's been touched on campus. I know you're on. I think I'm disconnected. Let me see. Anybody there? Not yet. Okay. I'm gonna jump off and try to jump back on. See how that works. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. We got one. Hey, Sister Deborah. Ms. West, hey, good morning. Good morning to you. Hey, Peanut, good morning. Listen, I think I'm going to just go with it. I'm not sure what's going on with my internet right now, but I'm on this poor connection. Hey, Yvonne. Good morning. Good morning to you. Let's see if I can see what's going on. And today we are still talking about listening and hearing the voice of God, and so as you know, we attempt to do that. I think one of our, you know, one of the biggest challenges for all of us is making sure that we can cut out the chat, right? We're saying that each day, hey, Mr. Freeman, good morning. And so that's no different today. So today we want to really kind of go through that same idea. Reverend Scoggins, good morning. Good morning to you. Let me try one more time to get on this Periscope. And then, it is Friday, and I'm not sure what your plans are for the weekend. It's also Labor Day weekend. I want to encourage you to be safe, be productive, and challenge you to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. If you could do that, hey, good morning, Sister Fuller. I think that'll be a blessing, not only to you, but it'll be a blessing to others as well. Today, while I'm trying to get this Periscope back up, it is frozen. I'm not sure what is going on. Let me see. Reverend Jay, Justin Bear, what's going on, man? Man, I cannot get up here. Let me radio on the podcast. Let me just do it like this. Here we go. Here's what I'm gonna do. In some way, one of the challenges I think to hearing God's voice is making sure we go into this conversation or we at least open up our ears with the right motive, right? And so Matthew 6:5 is our scripture today. Matthew 6:5 is really the prerequisite to the Lord's Prayer. This is right before Jesus teaches the Lord's Prayer, and here's what he says. He says to them, he says, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the street corners to be seen by men. Truly, I tell you, they already have their reward. Here's really what he's doing. He's really saying that you want to make sure we have the right motives for our conversation, right? What is the motivation for why you want to hear God? We've been talking about that for a while, at least 2 weeks, right? This is day 16. And so one of the things we're trying to do is hear God's voice, discern God's voice, make the right decision. My question for you is, why do you want to hear God's voice? Do you want to hear God's voice so that it makes you appear more spiritual? Because that's what he's talking about in Matthew. Or do you really want to hear God's voice so that you have direction? Do you want to hear God's voice so that you can hear confirmation on something you've already decided to do? Or do you want to hear God's voice for guidance on what you really are supposed to do? do you want to hear God's voice because you've already prayed a prayer, and now you just want him to grant the desires of your heart? Are you listening to his voice to make sure that the desires of your heart are also the desires of his heart? And I know it may sound, you know, like they are the same, but there's a clear difference. And I'll be honest, unless you have the right motivation or the wrong motivation, as much as today is designed to help at least challenge you to ask yourself, why do you hear God's voice? You know, many of you are in ministry preaching or teaching. Do you only hear God's voice and discern God's voice so that you can help others? Or are you also, you know, hearing God's voice for yourself? Because while it is great to want to be there and to assist and want to serve, you know, God's people, you don't want to ever get to a place where you only show up to a restaurant to cook for others and then you not also God for yourself. That's going to create a great success. And if you're the one God has chosen to serve his food and to deliver daily bread, you want to make sure that you also have some time for conversation so that you get to hear them clearly for you, for yourself, for your family, for your business, for your ministry, for your own health, for your relationship. Because hearing God for yourself allows you to better hear and discern your voice. So today's Christmas Devo is really simple. Making sure that when we go in and pray, you know, when we seek the faith in the voice of God, that we're doing it with the right motivation. I'm pretty sure. And what happens for me in the very first class of the semester, you know, we do all the introductions. But during the introduction, I ask all of my students one thing. Why are you taking this course? Right? That's all I want to know. I mean, I want to know your name. I want to know what year this is. I want to know your major. But then I ask them, look, honestly, you know, don't give me some creepy kind of answer. What are you here for? Why are you taking this course? Because the one thing I know is that we're getting ready to have a semester-long conversation. I teach our religion course. It's a survey of world religion. So, you know, we're getting ready to engage in what is going to be a semester worth of conversation. I'm going to teach some things. You're going to ask some questions. I'm going to ask your input. You're going to give me some of your life experiences. And the one thing I don't want to do is have this preset agenda where I only tell them what I want them to know without also making sure that I'm keen enough to what their desires are to also speak around what they want to hear. Also, I only want them to come into the class with one expectation, and then I only have a conversation that meets another. Otherwise, the class is frustrating. And I think maybe if you can make that connection, that's our conversation with God, then we'll be going to prayer with him. What God does not want to do is just start blurting out all these scriptures without knowing, you know, why you're coming into the conversation. But also, he don't want you to come into the conversation and not be aware that he is the professor who has all the knowledge. And it's his job to teach you some things that you didn't even know you didn't know, right? You know, so today or maybe this weekend, we go into hearing and discerning the voice of God, listening to his voice. Why not engage him as if this is a semester-long conversation? That it's not going to be one prayer that answers everything, but every day, every class, you have a conversation with him. He's going to enlighten you, but then also you're going to share with him. He's going to tell you some things that you didn't even know, some things eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard, but then at the same time, he's going to, you know, you're going to give him some input, not something he doesn't know. But you're just going to have this conversation with them. You get to share some of your experiences with them. And what happens is over a course of the semester, the next week, the next month, the next season of your life, conversation will be such where it won't just be a professor and student type relationship, but it will be such where even after hours you are engaged in conversation, that when he's not necessarily speaking, you're in the textbook, your Bible, still reading and learning even more than what he has spoken to you a lot. At the end of it, you won't just get a grade, an A, but you would have experienced this class, this course of life, where you will better understand it from the perspective of the professor who always knew more than you about that particular subject. And that subject could be anything. It could be your finances. It could be your health. It could be your relationship. It could be business decisions. It could be how to parent. It could be how to serve better. It could be how to be a better pastor, more and learn as much as you can while at the same time applying it to your everyday life. That's my prayer. My prayer for you is that you go into this conversation with the right motivation. Father, thank you so much for today. And, you know, despite technical difficulties that we have, we really appreciate it all. So my prayer in the name of Jesus is that you're creating us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit. God, we don't want to go before you with vanity. We don't want to go before you without being humble. We don't want to hear your voice, God, just so that it makes us look good and appear holy, and it causes others to point their fingers at us and talk about, you know, how spiritual we seem to be. No, God, we really need your help. You know, while others dive on calling, God, we're coming to hear from you because we don't want you to pass us by. We want to be effective in serving others. We want to make sure we're walking in the steps you've ordered. We want to go in the direction that you plan for us. So, God, open up our ears, pour into our spirit, and at the end of the day, God, help us. God, that's our prayer. Amen. Hey, you guys, that's what I say today, and I'm looking forward to our time to begin on Monday. I know it's a holiday, hey, but we got to hear from God on Monday, too. And we believe you God will bless. Take care, and I'll talk to you then. 7 a.m.
Thank you, Pastor.
You guys are good.